Okay, so it's the Grimlord, and you guys fucking did this to me. It's your fault. I'm playing Validate. Oh my god. This is gonna be so bad. Like, this is the worst dating sim I've ever seen. It was actually kickstarted to $3,000 and features a diverse, well, diverse dev team and communism? Well, let's just get on with it. Content warnings, huh? What? Alcohol, drugs, misogynoir? Conspiracy theories. Oh no! Homophobia! Ableist language, whatever will we do? Drugs, alcohol, partial nudity, not safe for work. Homophobia? Question mark. Drugs, alcohol, homophobia, partial nudity, not safe for work. Drugs. Body image. Drugs, ableist language, harassment, alcohol, suicide mention, not safe for work. Mentions of sexual assault, alcohol harassment, NSFW, body image, emetophobia? Harassment and misgendering, my god. None. Ableist language, alcohol, secondhand embarrassment? Is that a thing? Masturbation? None. Drugs, alcohol, partial nudity, not safe for work, drugs, none. Divorce. Controlling behavior, alcohol, not safe for work, cheating, not safe for work, alcohol, emetophobia. Anxiety attacks, domestic dispute, not safe for work, alcohol, not safe for work, and none. What in the world am I gonna be playing here? Manager at Popeyes. That looks like a guy I know. Men stay in touch with the girls they never should have cheated on and get mad when they file a restraining order. Let's try that again. Men stay in touch with the girls they never should have cheated on and get mad when they file a restraining order. Trash ass mixtape, kill your producer. Inaya Saifi, food scientist, original croissant dropper, STEM blogger during the height of 2014 Bumbler. They say blocking is the best way to win an argument, but that's just cowardice talking. See him, he's Ghanaian, he's from Ghana, he's from Pakistani. I'm very confused. I'm gonna stick with my Popeyes guy, cause he seems like, I don't know, he seems like a pretty cool brother. Oh, hold on. I guess this is me meeting a man. This chicken is bitching. I'll tell you one thing, them damn chicken sandwiches, let me tell you them chicken. I'm going to order them again at some point. Next year is coming, I'm fitting to go get some more. Them spicy ones, I don't like the regular ones, they gotta have the spicy sauce. Folks ain't killing each other over the damn things, even with the blackened chicken, which sounds kind of funny, but the blackened chicken sandwich, man, I got four of them things, they wasn't shit. I was expecting them to be some badass chicken. It wasn't even that good. I want my spices back. I can eat four of them motherfuckers. That's why I got the stomach problems I have now. But damn it, it's good. Thursday evening closings are always the best because you know you never have to work the next day. You already set your own schedule being the manager of this fine establishment. Your boss always complimented you on how well you ran this place. Dude, I can read faster than that. Oh, you had cancer. Your boss always complimented you on how well you ran this place while keeping it somewhat clean. You don't value your job and you do the bare minimum to get by, but you somehow bullshit enough to the point where people can't tell that you're bullshitting. That's a major win for you. You double check that everything is cleaned up before locking up for the night. Without the weak light of the exit sign, it would be pitch black out front. It's giving strobe lights. It's not like you need it anyway. You know this place like the back of your hand, navigating through the darkness of the back entrance with your bag slung over your shoulder. You slam the door shut before making your way to your car. The parking lot light... The parking lot lights illuminate the path towards your car, the lone car in the empty parking lot of the Popeye's side. You glance over and see a few cars scattered near the bar. Your feet stop as you ponder grabbing a drink before you head up. Driving under the influence is probably not the best idea. You've already got a bottle of Benny at home with your name on it. You do have tomorrow off, so you think you can drink on a weeknight without feeling too much guilt. I ain't gonna feel guilt for drinking on a weeknight anyway! Besides, you haven't had a chance to work on music all week, and a bit of sipping whilst doing so won't hurt anyone. You keep it moving. Your phone, you dig it out of your pocket to see who thinks they can text you this late. It can't be the group chat because you always have that muted. No disrespect to the homies, but your phone is too busted to handle all those notifications. You do manage to check it every few hours, even while at work, though. It's Alice, baby mama number two, texting you. You really want to do nothing more than put your phone on Do Not Disturb and head to your car. But she knows where you live, work, and hang out with your homies, so you decide it's better just to hear her out. Hey, mind watching Raya tomorrow? I got a concert tomorrow evening. I bet you do. Alice Brown, rapper, Malik's ex-girlfriend and mother of Raya Patterson. You sigh, scratching the back of your neck as you think of over a response that won't get you in trouble. You two just made up not too long ago. The last thing you need is a passive-aggressive Alice. You already lost a few followers from the last bitter fight you two had. You ultimately decide to wait a bit. She's the type to go back on her word if you don't respond. You finally make it to your car, struggling to get the key in the keyhole to unlock it. Oh fuck, is it jammed? No fucking way, every time you want to just get into your ride and head home, it's always gotta pull some shit like... Never mind. You just have to... Excuse me, you just have to twist it just right to get in. Your car is old, and you know you could afford to get a new one. But there was something special about Gina, something nostalgic, almost like magic. She was your first purchase without the help of your parents. You'll get one before the winter hits because you're unsure if this one can last another round of snow and the bullshit that Mother Nature likes to throw at Jersey. You start your car, waiting for it to warm up as you pull out your phone, and to no surprise, Alice has sent a few more texts. I know you saw that. Malik, please, please, I just need this one, please. I'll pick her up on Sunday. I work on Saturday. Take her to your mama's house. She must really need this, and it's not like your mom would say no, but honestly, you need to spend more time with Raya. You did promise you would take her out to see some new princess movies she's been going on about. Fine. But if you subtweet me again, we're gonna have issues. I promise. Can you pick her up tonight? I gotta get in the zone. My homie told me some label people are coming to the show and I gotta get on my shit. You sigh, dropping your phone into your lap and grabbing the aux cord. Only takes a moment to adjust a few settings and pull up the SoundCloud app. You don't realize how exhausted you are until you finally sit down. Your head rolls back to rest on the space behind it as you think it over. You were always gonna say yes because you could never say no to Alice. After all, she's the woman you consider your first love and Raya the daughter you always wanted. But Alice had different plans. She didn't want to be a mother after Raya was born and her rap career started picking up. And you grew jealous and began fighting with her over the smallest things. Ever since then, your relationship has been on a melting iceberg, and one of these days it's gonna dissolve, leaving you both drowning. Raya wasn't your first child, but she was the first one you felt a connection to. You know that's fucked up to admit, but it is really the truth. Maybe because she was a product of everything you always wanted. A child to a woman you loved. And even though she was an accident, you still cherish her like she was meant to be here. Or At least you try to. You focus on other things, making music that will bring you money and fame so you can give her the life that she deserves. So you can give your mother a second chance at life on her own without the shittiness of your father. But Alice had the same dreams. She wanted fame and she deserved it too. She could wrap circles around the majority of SoundCloud rappers and deserved every hit she got. And she loved Rhea. You could never call her a bad mother. But she's obviously focused on her career more than her child, and you both realize that both of you can't focus on your careers and a child, so you took the back seat for her while she built herself up. Yeah, sure, I'll be there in 10. Thanks, I'll make it up to you, I promise.
Oh?
Don't get your hopes up too high.
Uh-huh. Damn.
She replies, but you don't bother looking. Knowing her, it was probably a witty remark or a bunch of emojis. The thought of it makes you smile, sitting up straight as you pull off in the direction of her apartment. You make sure to clean your back seat before you make your way up to the front of her door. You used to have a key, but she took it down from you the last... Excuse me. You used to have a key, but she took it from you the last time you got into it, and you never bothered to ask for it back. Instead, you throw her a quick text and lean against the railing as you wait. Rhea Patterson, preschool student, Malik's daughter. She opens the door. Rhea's sound asleep against her shoulder. You know Rhea's about to grow out of her booster seat anyway, but you're gentle as you take her from Alice and place her in it. You take a moment to make sure she's situated and still asleep before locking the door and making your way back up the steps. Alice is staring at you with admiration written all over her face. For a moment, you feel like you're 20 again, taking her out on your first date. She used to get so excited whenever you pulled up to her parents' house, bouncing out with a new CD in her hand, tumbling into your car and kissing you like she hadn't seen you in years. That's back when you two were young and dumb, not a worry in the world. Well, besides your mother not liking her, but that's a memory you'd rather not think of. Someone's happy to see me. She doesn't speak, probably spacing out again. You reach for the overnight bag in your hand, slinging it over your shoulder with a quick glance towards your car to make sure Rhea is still sound asleep. Rhea, I'm sorry. You nervous? Yeah, fuck. She hugs you and you have to adjust the bag over your shoulder to return the embrace. Your eyes close as you allow yourself to enjoy this. Despite it being a few years since you two broke up, you still have love for her. Every woman you tried to find her in but couldn't succeed. You're the one to pull away, and even then, her arms still cling around you, and you have to force yourself to set the bag down and properly hug her, pressing a kiss to her forehead. What if this is the one? What if this is my big break? Then it's your big break. You've always wanted this, haven't you? Yeah, but... You feel her chest heave against your own, your hand moving to rub at her back. But what about her? It's not like you can take care of her all by yourself. She's right. But it still hurts to hear. You both know you aren't fit to be a father, much less a father of two. And she knew you and your other baby mama, Tara, weren't on good terms either. You pull away, turning your attention towards the car as you speak. You know becoming famous doesn't absolve you from being a mother. You can't use my own words against me, Malik. I told you the same thing when I found out I was pregnant. She did, and ever since, you've been taking life a bit more seriously, making sure you have enough money to take care of yourself and your two kids in case something happens. Music was just a side hustle that you'd hope would make you successful one day, and if it did, well, you would still be a father of two even with a successful music career. Alright, I should go. So soon? You don't want to sit and talk like old times? It's late. The one thing you hate about Alice is how quick she is to turn on you. One moment she wants you to hold her for hours just like things never change, and the next she never wants to see you again and has you blocked on all social media. And despite wanting to sit on the steps listening to the distant car horns and light chatter from the neighbors, it's nearly midnight and you should probably get some sleep yourself. Call me after the show or whatever. Yeah, I will. She looks upset, but you can't really do anything about it. Well, you can. but you just don't want to. It may be selfish of you, but you have things of your own you want to do, and you're unsure how much time is left before your body shuts down on you. You give her forehead one last kiss before picking up the bag and slinging it over your shoulder. Once you reach the bottom of the steps, you look back to see her standing there. Leaning against the doorway, she looks at you. Her usual smile, the smile you fell in love with all those years ago, is gone. You feel guilty, but not guilty enough to do anything about it. You toss Rhea's bag beside her before getting in the driver's seat, shooting her one last glance before driving off. The ride home is short, but it gives you some time to think. A stoplight switches to red. You stop and glance back at your sleeping daughter in your rearview mirror. A piece of hair falls over her face, and you reach back to sweep it out of the way. Your life is in your control, yet you continue to make bad and selfish decisions. How long before that catches up to you? The little big break. Well, we got a date with Yolanda? Why not? Let me make sure my dumbass is recording this. It is. Girl at the Poetry Slam. Written by Danny LaLaunders. Ooh. Misogynoir. Misogynoir. I like that word. Misogynoir. Man. I'm about to start using that one. Misogynoir. It makes you sound mysterious. And dark. In the past few months, you have gotten a better understanding of how life has been treating you. The mothers of your children have left you alone for the most part, at least since you started taking your kids to school and picking them up whenever they asked. You made an effort to get closer with your kids outside the basic childish shit you found yourself indulging in. Side note, why the fuck did your daughter like Peppa Pig so much? Why the fuck does any kid like Peppa Pig? Something about those eyes haunts you and you find yourself looking away whenever she puts it on. But the one thing you still find troubling is the trajectory of your rap career. You have a decent following on SoundCloud, and people are talking about your music locally. Maybe because you have some sort of... Maybe because you sort of shifted from serious rap to comedy rap, doing stuff to appeal to the TikTok crowd you begrudgingly accepted. Who knew it would be so easy to get teens to do shitty dances to your fucked up music? Rapping off beat on a shit beat appears to be a pinnacle of music these days. Right. It's fucking right. As much as you hate to admit it, it's getting you a lot more attention than the things you put your heart and soul into. With this stuff, it takes maybe an hour tops to create a shit beat with some samples, and the rapping just comes naturally. He's right. You're right about all this shit. Maybe you were just meant for comedy rap. You ignore that feeling... we're gonna try that one more time. You ignore that feeling of failure for the time being. You have things to do and a backpack full of CDs slung over your shoulder. One of the homies told you about this place on the Upper East Side of the city. Not too far from your place, but you still took the trip and drove instead of calling a rideshare. Who knows what kind of women you can pull at an open mic. I never heard of a rideshare. That's probably what I need to get into. Women gravitate towards you and typically stay for a couple of weeks until they realize how inconsistent you are when it comes to maintaining relationships. Or until one of your baby mamas, probably Tara, finds out you're talking to another woman and tries to sabotage you because she's an evil woman who only wants to see a black man lose. Facts! Maybe if you got an Ghanaian woman pregnant, your mother wouldn't see you as such a disappointment. Your siblings wouldn't make fun of you every chance they get. You've dealt with enough favoritism growing up, what with how much lighter your skin is compared to your siblings, being the only one to get the light skin gene from your great-grandfather on your mom's side. Your parents expected so much from you, but you've done nothing but disappoint, disappoint, disappoint. A light skin disappointment. Damn. Yet Alice was different. She never saw your flaws. She was your first love, the woman you wished your mother approved of. They never got along. You've known Alice since you were in high school, but didn't actually start talking to her until you both graduated. Becoming local rappers brought you both closer, and soon you fell in love with her. But the love never felt mutual, no matter how much she tried to convince you that it was. You know her love wasn't for people, but for her craft, and it showed more when you got her pregnant. She didn't seem to care about the child you both had. You can't think about that now. You're already an hour late to this open mic, and if you sit in your car any longer, someone might call the cops. You enter the salon. The salon? Yeah, this is a hair salon, but instead of the usual chairs and mirrors, it's rows of folded chairs. The ceiling is littered with spotlights. Bright red neon lights shaped like roses hug the walls. You come here with your daughter one day, or you should at least. She's been asking for braids for a while. You find yourself lingering at the doorway, not wanting to disturb the person on stage reciting a slam poem, not a very good one, in your attempt to find a seat. So you wait, listening for a moment before realizing you ultimately are not that interested. The bag on your shoulder is slipping. You move your shoulder to adjust it. You scan the area in front of you, and just from behind, you can already tell you've run into a few familiar faces in here. People you want to talk to? Fuck no. But you know they might try to talk to you if you try to perform. Even though you might be a little late for that. Hey, who the fuck knows what will happen? You didn't realize how long you were lingering near the door until you hear the soft voice of someone speaking right above a whisper. You nearly jump, not expecting anyone to pay much attention to you. You look down in the direction the voice came from. Fuck. Fuck. Hey, you look new here. You want to perform, or are you just checking out the scene? She caught you by surprise, and you find yourself staring a little more than you'd like to admit. Starstruck or hard eyes, you really can't decide what emotion you want to portray, or you think you're portraying. What the entire fuck is wrong with you? The man who can sling any hoe he wants is suddenly starstruck in front of a woman. A really beautiful woman. God damn it. Oh shit, no, I mean, maybe I hadn't thought that far ahead yet. My homie told me to come here and check out the scene, get my clout up, and pass out some tapes. You a rapper? Kinda, I mean, yeah, I am. I'm a musician. Oh. Malik the Goots. Been popping on TikTok lately. Rapper, right. Yeah, that's why you're here. To pass out some tapes and get your clout up. Get some people to follow you on TikTok, maybe SoundCloud too. Here, take a tape. You reach into your bag, offering a tape. One of the nicer ones, a slick case with your name and number. Even a heart near the end of it. This one is always safe for the ladies. The look she gives you is typical. You're the only one in the city actively handing out mixtapes. The majority of people don't even have working CD players in their cars anymore, brother. Damn! You've always considered switching to primarily digital media, but the concept of being unique is what appealed to you. You always stood out no matter what you did. And until you find another way to be unique, you'll keep this going. Got a name? Yolanda. You sure giving out CDs is the best form of advertising? You know most people don't even have a CD player anymore? What about SoundCloud? I've been thinking about it. Something about keeping it physical makes it more authentic, you know? What if the white man decides to close the internet and everything we kept on is gone? Well, damn! I promise you, as the white man, I ain't fitting to do that. I don't want the internet closed on me. There'll be another white man to close the internet on me. At least I still got my music in physical form. You've read your fair share of theories about how the internet is controlled by a select few companies who can decide to shut it down whenever they want to. And the thought of that is daunting at times. Losing all your progress, your fans, and haters, it's scary enough to keep you awake at night. Fine, I'll take you. Hold on, bro. I'll take you up on that. But you can't go around blaming a white man for everything. Facts! You can't! Look, I ain't done everything. Like, they doing shit to me. Y'all be like, oh, the white man. I'm the white man. Like, I work with black folks all day. And they realize, hey, this white man, he ain't got it that much better. Nah, I really don't. I'm sorry. They're like, yo, you control. Ah, oh, I can't control shit. The white man control me. Are you one of those white people aren't that bad types? You watch as she ponders the question. You're almost tempted to walk away from this entirely, but then you remember she offered to let you perform and is probably one of the people in charge here. With the way people talk in this city, you'd rather not have your reputation ruined over this. Haha, what? No, I mean, not really. A lot of them come here and are pretty cool, but I'm always wary, you know? Man, yeah. It's unfortunate that there's some crazy, crazy white folk out there, for real. Like, crazy white folk. Like, the ones shooting up folks and shit. I mean, it ain't always white folk. I mean, just be honest. But you got a lot of these crazy incel dude, you know. We know it is. It ain't always white folk, though. I mean, there's a lot of different people that have done the pew-pew. She's one of those. Fine, you can't get mad if she doesn't follow your philosophy. Not many people have the IQ to understand. Yeah, I know. I've met brothers like him. I mean, there ain't really too much you can say to him, but at the same time, they don't really look at me like... I mean, they don't look at me like they would if I was the CEO of something, you know. Yeah, I get that. Sometimes you think everything is going great, then bam. They can't take you home because their parents don't like us. I'm sorry that happened to you. That's really shitty. I've had my fair share of my Korean grandmother being like that until I have to remind her that I'm black. You let out a small laugh at that, reaching a hand up to rub at the back of your neck. You have a little more in common with this woman than you thought you would. Still, you tread carefully with the words you say. You can't give her all of you yet. My mom is the same way. Always wanted me to bring home some Ghanaian woman. She still hates my baby mamas, but treats my kids like her own. They're with her right now. I'm not Ghanaian, but I'm French and Korean. The colonizer and the colonized. So if I fuck you, would you be considered colonizer pussy? God damn! Not that I have a problem with that as long as the homies don't know. It ain't like I'm fucking a white girl again. God damn! That was a one-time thing, just once, and you were still young when you did it. You should have realized she was fetishizing you when she bragged about how good you were on social media. Like, you know your dick game is bomb, but come on now, keep that on the down low. I don't fuck men who aren't creatives. Oh, shit. Brother, you better get you a paintbrush. But you did pass me a tape, and? Wait, she considering fucking you too? Maybe after I give it a listen. Oh, shit. Brother, she gotta listen to your jam before she decided to fuck you now. That's some shit right there. You would give yourself a point for that one, but you have been trying to tone down the misogyny lately. Oh, good night. Got a CD player in here? Shit, we can always go to my car and pop it in. Ditch this joint. I'm not ditching anything, but I will head out to listen to this tape. Just two songs. Other people still have to perform, you know. Okay, maybe you should bring out the scoreboard for this one. You always like to log your accomplishments, and so far you've had two. Malik? Yolanda, oh, okay. You lead her in the direction of your car after passing out a few tapes to the people in the back row. She didn't comment on it, so she's probably seen it before. Your car is cleanish. You keep shit off the floor, but you're a father of two young kids, and with that comes spills, pores, and occasional food stain. But you never know who you might pull. Your mother always told you women didn't like a messy man. Use your remote to unlock the door. Thank God it worked this time. Walking a few steps ahead to open the door for her. Welcome to Casa de Malik. You live in your car? Wait, no, shit. You feel yourself flushing up. This is stupid. You never let women see this part of you till you hit the bedroom. What is it about this woman who allows you to be so vulnerable despite just meeting her? Alright, she's getting a point for that. Is she a witch? You heard those were real. Your African mother always told you to stay away from them. You ignore the voice in your head as you put in your tape, skipping to one of your more popular songs. So what do you think? Don't sugarcoat shit for me. You look like a child about to receive some ice cream as you turn to look at her. She doesn't seem... Brother, this was awful. Oof. Ouch. You heard a lot of negative things about your music, but it felt like she just got your ass after that one. She probably hears a lot of music from the performers, and you didn't live up to her high standards. But not everyone can be a lover. You shrug it off as you look towards the car parked in front of yours. You take a deep breath. Swallow that pride, Malik. No one wants to see that. Fine, fair. Not everyone has to like my style. It isn't about your style. I know what you're going for. It's just, you need to find a beat to match. I've heard a lot of rappers. I'm here every Friday. Fuck, I have to get back. You're not given the chance to reply before she's leaving your car and walking back towards the shop. You jog to meet up with her, stepping ahead for her to open the door. You're smooth with it as you lean down to whisper in her ear, the nervousness of earlier dispersing into the evening sky. Now your confidence is in full light skin mode. Oh, damn. Hey, you gotta use it to your advantage sometimes. I'm not done with you. Okay. Boo, that was awful. To be fair, it's been a couple of months since you tried to spit game, bro. You've been focusing on being a somewhat better father. Dating with two kids is not ideal. She looks flustered. You have to give yourself a point for that dub. Well, now you really can't leave. You already hooked her in. Might as well keep reading. You take a seat in the back and pull out your phone, scrolling social media to pass time until this thing is over. You watch her from the corner of your eye. She seems to ruin this place. She smiles a lot. Huh? You avoid thinking about it. You definitely didn't spend the entire past hour thinking about why you liked her smile so much. Absolutely not. That's lame as hell. The lights cut back on and everyone leaves, slowly but surely. You don't pay attention to them. You got other plans in mind. Malik Patterson will get laid tonight. She looks at peace as she clears the set. You decide to be a gentleman and help her out, reaching down to pick up the mic stand she was holding from the ground. Let me help you with that. She looks surprised when you help her, but you don't pay it any mind. It's all part of the charm. You pick up a few more mic stands, placing them where the others are grouped near the back. You know you don't have to do this. You could have left when everyone else left. I can't be a good guy? Wow, what a world we live in. Oh, he's trying to spit that game. Yeah, that gets a laugh out of you. Being an unironic incel isn't that funny. She even rolls her eyes at you. Ouch! You bring your hand up to your chest, feigning offense. Fine. Can you put this by the other mics in the corner? Sure thing, princess. Okay, maybe you didn't have to say princess, but it got her too worked up, and honestly, that's another point for you. You take your time as you try to properly organize the mic stands. You're trying to make a good impression, or that might just be the perfectionist in you. You really can't tell at this point. You know you don't have to. I know. I just want to make a good first impression. You didn't have to say that, but you guess you made your mind up. First impression? You like what you saw today? You let out a laugh, abandoning your task before striding towards her. You get a bit closer than a stranger would be, leaning your hand against the beam behind her as you look down at her with a smirk. It's time. Favorite part of flirting? The praise. Aw, nah. Nah, we ain't gonna go to music now. Let's see if Grimm's got it. I like what I'm seeing right now. Was that too much? It felt like too much. Well, how? Well, was it? You used it before, but there's no way she could have known that, could she? Oh! Okay, hold on. We're gonna go back. We're gonna try this motherfucker now. I like it more if you listen to more of my music. She gives you sort of dry look, almost like she was 2 seconds of asking you to leave. Honestly, if she did, you wouldn't be mad about it. That wasn't your best line, but hey, man, gotta share his music. Fine, tell everyone to go home, I'll clean this place myself. Damn, is there any way to win? Man, this is too real, ain't it? Black man watching this is about too real, ain't it? Ain't no answer you give that she gonna like. This is too on the nose. And she said, brother, don't act like I ain't heard that 1,000 times. You gonna have to do better if you want anything to do with me. Ouch. For a woman this calm, she's feisty. You like that in a woman. Someone who can talk back. Too many women allow you to get away with your bullshit instead of calling you out. And that's boring. You like creating chaos when you know you're gonna get punished for it. Punished probably isn't the right word to use here. Fine. Tell everyone to go home. I'll clean this place up myself. God damn, it's the same answer twice. What, you think cleaning's gonna win me over? Man! You realize you don't actually want to do that. Shit, okay, let's backpedal a little. Oh, I was kidding. I wouldn't do that. Uh-huh. Unless you want me to. You need to stop talking. Yeah, you do. Fuck, quick, how do you get out of this? Wait, that's easy. Just look like you're joking. You smirk, and once you notice you're still standing over her, you take a step back to give her some room. Thank God you showered and brushed your teeth before this. If you really want some pussy, you're going to have to try a lot better than that. Well, damn! This shit rough, black man. I see what you're going through now. Woo! That's some rough right there. He's like, if you want this, you're going to try a little harder than that. God damn. Alright, yeah. You were not expecting that one at all. She really fucking got you there. You didn't expect to have to try so hard tonight. Guess you have to bust out the big ones then. Sheesh, fine. What do you want? Don't you have the rest of a mixtape to show me? You perk up, but you can't show your excitement. It'll scare her away. You haven't had much luck being vulnerable with women. Wait. Didn't you say it was awful? Now she's trying to get in your drawers? Man, women these days are too confident. Facts! Not that you have anything against a confident woman. You just don't need a hard-on in public, especially in front of a woman you just met. You wonder if she's in a domin. Whoa, really? Yeah, but I have to listen to the whole thing. Fuck yes, 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 God fuck yes, you won. You finally won. And there you were, thinking this was gonna be a bust. Again, you calm yourself down so you can step away from this at any moment. The thought of that is a little scary. Usually the woman you fuck with are wrapped around your finger, but she's acting like she couldn't care less. Honestly, it's hurting your ego, but you ignore it for the time being as you reach into the bag to grab your keys. Then let's go. You don't get close to her this time. You dangle your keys above her head instead, realizing she's not as short as you thought she was. You could just lean down and... So how do you like... Do you smoke? What? You're in love. You're literally in love. You haven't had a girl impress you like this in years. You're staring, and you know you're staring, but fuck. Fuck. Okay, Malik, come on. You can't sit here with your mouth hanging open like a fish. You close and grin instead, sitting back before you speak. She got that black and mild. Come on, not all rappers smoke. I know, but you do. How do you know? She reaches in between your seats to pull out a Honey Butch wrapper you probably forgot to throw out. Fuck. Touché. You reach into your pocket to pull out a lighter, one of your specialty ones that you removed the safety off of. Filling it with your hand, you glance at her from the corner of your eye, realizing how close she is with the blunt between her lips. Alright. Light-skinned player and you comes out in full effect, almost like there's a full moon out. You quickly remove the blunt from her lips, your free hand moving to the cup. We're gonna try that one again. Your free hand moving the cup to her cheek, tilting her chin slightly as you kiss her. There's no hesitation. If anything, it felt like desperation. She's returning the kiss like you two are in a long-term relationship, and she's just been reminded of the reasons why she loves you. It's like... You're kissing Alice. Oh, motherfucker, you're probably not supposed to be thinking of her at this time. Despite everything, despite it being nearly a year since you two have been intimate, you still yearn for her. You still search for Alice in every situationship. Brother, you always gonna be hurt doing that. You ache for that intimacy, that passion, a love so grand it scatters your thoughts and leaves you reeling, speechless, breathless, and it's fucking not gonna happen again. The hand on your shoulder brings you back to reality. Okay, yeah, you're kissing Yolanda. Probably not a good idea to be thinking about your ex-girlfriend while making out with another woman. Come on, brother, think. Get your head on straight. Your hands move to run along the sides before you realize she never gave you permission to touch her beyond kissing. Uh-oh, you freeze. Your hands just sort of hovering in the space between you two. You're the first one to pull away. You look down at her with a smirk, slyly lighting the blunt before stealing it from her to take a hit, just as you planned. If you only kiss me to get the first hit, that's a low blow, man. Low blow, that's called being smart. The white man's education doesn't teach you that. White man's education? You let out a laugh, exhaling smoke out the window. She's been a little too critical of your ideologies for your liking. Most women don't even question it, but again, she ain't like most women. It's almost like something's wrong with her. So what we gonna do? Start some shit? You know, it's the second time you brought up white people like you're trying to defend them. Oh, man. What? You're starting to convince me you're some kind of white man supporter. It's kind of a turnoff. And the thing you've been trying your hardest not to make a fool of yourself in front of this woman. You're really starting to think this shit ain't worth it. There's a long pause before you start laughing. She doesn't look very amused. Uh-huh. She's quiet for a moment and you realize she's giving you Carl once over. You quickly do the same, scanning the front seats for any trash you forgot to pick up. Having two preschoolers is hard. Kids are messy and working pretty much a full-time job makes it hard to keep up with them sometimes. You got kids? There it is. Yeah, Rhea and Roman, two different moms. As long as I don't post you on my socials, you'd be fine. You're just full of fucking problems, huh? Brother, what'd you think she was gonna say? It hurts. It hurts so bad that you'll give her a point. She's right. You're full of problems. A lot of fucking problems. Too many to write in your lyrics. You could never properly articulate them, and maybe that's why you never excelled in personal rap. Huh. You shrug, attempting to steer away from your approaching bad mood with a lighthearted joke. Not a problem if I act right. That's what my mom would say. So you're a mama's boy. Oh! Oh, come on. Fuck no, my mom hates me. Both of my parents do. What? Oh? First of all, you're an idiot. Why the fuck would you say that? Women don't like when you're emotional. Oh, yep, you're right. You've had women express how emotional weakness is such a turnoff, and you typically don't last long with them. That's facts. Damn, I didn't realize they were gonna be spitting game in this fucking thing. You try not to talk too much about your personal life to anyone, so why was she different? I mean, damn, there's red pills and everything in this. I didn't expect that. I thought it was LGBT all over the place, yet I'm getting all these red pills. What's going on? There's red pills in this motherfucker. You can get out of this. You always manage to find a way out of every bad situation you put yourself in. It isn't that big of a deal. Wait, she's showing interest? It's like she wants to know more about that fuck-up family life you have. Sure about that? You even gave her an In-N-Out, and she still kept pressing. You hope she isn't one of those healing therapist types you hear about on... Bitter? Next thing you know, she's gonna pull out crystals and suddenly you get a nosebleed. You think it over, realizing how bad Cottonmouth is kicking your ass. You reach behind to grab one of Roman's bags, pulling out a few mini bottles of water for the two of you. Taking a swig of water, you realize your cottonmouth might just be anxiety. Sometimes it is. You're not used to talking about yourself or really about anything deep with anyone. It's nothing more than surface level conversation, something you've grown used to in years of customer service interaction. Sometimes knowing too little about someone is for the best. It takes a moment for you to gather the courage to speak. You realize you've been staring out the window in front of you since the last time she spoke. Has it been seconds? Minutes? You take a deep breath before speaking. She did ask for this. I'm Ghanaian. Both of my parents came here from Ghana in the 80s and started a new life. Dad even got a white-ass last name just to assimilate and follow the white man's rules. He met my mother and they fell in love, had a wedding, and yada yada yada. You know how that shit goes. One of the few things you completely resent your father for. The way he assimilated to American culture just to fit in, then did nothing with his life after. Now you're stuck with a white-ass last name, and half of the Ghanaians you know don't even think you're one of them. I still think I'm an accident, but growing up my dad always seemed to hate everything I did. I wasn't really into growing up, and one day my dad got so fed up with my shit that he banned me from drawing. Forced me to read books and focus on medical shit. They wanted me to be a doctor despite my dad driving a cab for 30 years, and my mother being a secretary at the mayor's office. Your mother tried to stop him. She believed in you until she couldn't find him anymore. He was a demon in the house. You and your siblings all resent him to this day. I never went to medical school. I got my high school diploma and decided I didn't want to finish college, because I thought that shit was a waste of my fucking time. I wanted to be a ghostwriter for a long time before realizing that I should be the one with the fame. People should be looking at me instead of the lucky asshole spitting my raps. When you have two African parents who push academia on you for so long and you just don't go that route, they resent you. The day I told my mother I was dropping out of college and I just wanted to focus on music, she cursed my head and kicked me out. You realize she probably regrets doing it, but that moment she still traumatized you to this day. You can't even go to your childhood home without reliving the moment over and over again. It's one of the many reasons you try to avoid getting your mom to babysit. There's a long pause before you speak again, mostly because you're trying to fight back the break in your voice. Long story short, I'm still doing this music shit. It's going somewhere. My beats are doing better than my actual music, but for now I work at Popeye's, waiting for my big break. Your big break feels like it's never gonna come. You waited for years to finally feel like your hard work is paying off, and now you're finally getting some of your flowers, but it's not enough. Flowers? Okay. Oh, oh. Whoa, 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 whoa. Whoa. Go back. Go back. Shit. Fuck, was she feeling bad for you? You don't want her to pity. You don't want anyone's pity. You just want to be okay. Shit, I'm fine, Yolanda. That shit happens. Sometimes you can't please everyone in your life no matter how hard you try. Your parents, too. Despite everything, one thing you've learned in your 26 years is you can't please the people you want to please the most. You remember back in the 6th grade when you came up with a report card full of A's and your father didn't even praise you. Instead, he yelled at you to go take out the trash. It hurt. You stopped putting that much effort into school after that. You realized it wouldn't matter no much how smart you were. Whoa, 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 I think I fucked that up. You realize it wouldn't matter no matter... Oh, yeah, 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 okay. You realize it wouldn't matter no matter how smart you were. Gotcha. Besides, it was either not going to college or getting random girls pregnant. That curse was meant for my head. You laugh a genuine laugh. You never believed in curses until your mom cursed you. And now you're suffering by her hands. No matter your connection to God or whatever high being you believe in, you can't seem to lift it. Sometimes you believe the curse will be removed once you make things right with your mother, but... Two girls pregnant. You have two baby mamas. You scoff almost like she insulted you, which wasn't the case this time. The first one wasn't my fault. We used a condom. It didn't break either. I feel like she did some shady shit and got herself pregnant. Facts! We talked about that. Had something been talked about. You realize how much you're grinding your teeth and decide that you really don't care enough to get angry over this. You take a deep breath, leaning back in your seat as you look out the window. Anyways, I'm done. It's not like I'm fucking at the moment. You didn't even realize how well you set yourself up to easily shoot your shot until you said it. You couldn't help but grin as you leaned over to speak quietly. I could be. I live upstairs. Oh, nice. Alright. That's about all we gonna do on this one here. We gonna let Malik shoot his shot. Man, okay, so I thought there was gonna be like Woke Central. And I mean, it did have a couple things, but there's some fucking red pills. Like, there's Black Manosphere shit in this game. So, yeah. I was surprised. Definitely not what I expected. I'm actually kind of interested in the story. I am. I'm legit interested in Malik's story now. Because he got a lot of shit going on in his life. And that makes a good character. That's good character development. Straight up. So, yeah. I don't know about, like, the trans person you play as. But Malik? Yeah. I know brothers like Malik. For real. Like, for real, for real. I work with brothers like him. All the time. And they tell me about the shit. Yeah, I got baby mama, this and that. And they trying to do the same thing. They trying to provide, you know, get a good life for their kids and try to make everything work out. Got guys on SoundCloud rapping. Got a guy I talk to all the time. He's a SoundCloud rapper. I'm not going to tell you who he is because you go in there, you might find out where I'm at. And I don't want y'all to find out where I'm at because y'all do two and two. Oh, we found out where he lived. Nah, ain't going to be like that. But no, this brother, he put out one song, and he said he wanted to bring rap back to what it was, where it rhymes and stuff like that. And, hey, it's good. They're tired of the auto-tune shit. That's one thing. He said he's tired of the auto-tune. He wants to put it just back to rhymes and all that. And that's good. I like to hear folks rapping and all that. It's cool. Like I said, I've worked in the black community for years. Ain't none of this a mystery to me. Hey, all this stuff I done heard, every bit of it. All of it. So, anyway, this is the Grimlord, and I think I'm going to be out for Validate, and I'll see you next time with something else.